What kind of fun is waiting for you at King's Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at King's Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun this season. King's Island opens its gates April 20th.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Guess what decision we're about to make?
Horrible decision.
Welcome everybody to Horrible. This is Young. It is the last episode of 2022. And my goodness, this has been quite the year. We appreciate the Whore Hive. All of the new listeners, old listeners, OG listeners, for rocking with us for yet another year of Horrible Decisions. And as we always do at the top of the year, Weezy and I like to let you guys know our favorite episodes, our favorite guests, our favorite moments of the year. And I'm just really excited that we made another year. Also look forward. Yes, we are getting back on the road next year. So looking forward to seeing and meeting all of you in 2023. But before we get to the new year, let's go ahead and recap 2022. And we're starting with this moment right here.
So on your podcast, From the Throne, it's three of y'all in wheelchairs.
Yeah, we all in wheelchairs.
What do you, like, when you have sex conversations, because those are the clips I saw of you, like, how is it for the guys on your podcast? Are they having sex in their wheelchairs? And what mobility functions have they possibly lost?
Them niggas be fucking. Especially live. That nigga fucks more than all of us in here.
Really?
That nigga fucks.
And more than Weezy?
Really? Okay, he had all his kids young. That's the light. That's the light skinned one. Mm-hmm. That's always on the right hand side of me. His name is Live. Yeah, I'm gonna throw you out there because he say he a porn. He call himself the little porn star. He's really been fucking. He's well seasoned fucking in a chair and walking. He knows. We have these conversations because I've known all of these people over 9 years. And
oh, that's great.
We have genuine bonds because we all know we don't want to fuck with nobody in a wheelchair, honestly. Because I just, what the fuck we about to do? Play bumper cars? Like, I need somebody that's gonna pick me up. You feel me? And yeah, so we just all look good, and then we fuck other people that look good that walk. We like walking people. But Jesse said he would be with somebody in a wheelchair. I mean, if I was walking, I would date somebody in a wheelchair, but one of us have to have our
own. You know, we've had this conversation.
Yeah, I think
I've said no.
But
I don't like riding. No, I feel like if I'm fucking okay. A nigga with a wheelchair, I gotta be
if their arms are strong, because we had that one nigga.
That's what I'm saying. You gotta live. does other shit. And then it was the other nigga we had on the show. He was doing some other shit, Shabari or whatever the fuck. He was trying to fuck too. But he came on the show. He was doing a Shabari shit and he like uses things to hold him up so he could drill a bitch.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Interesting.
I ain't gonna lie. I don't want to fetishize it, in which I want to get into that conversation with you, but like, I feel like I'd have to know what that's like.
You have to try. Now,
whether a dude was in a wheelchair or not, if a dude had to suspend himself to fuck me, I kind of would want to see that.
Yeah. He was literally, mm-hmm. like, he ties, like, with ropes, like, the sex ropes, like, you know, the kink shit, because he's into it. It's called Shabari. And he literally ties himself up to his bed. Like, I guess he has the thing or whatever. He ties it up, and then, like, 50 Shades of Grey, he fucking... What? Upper body strength is crazy. And I want to know the same thing.
What brand
they just
got
to make sure they got to
know what brand that frame is.
They just got to, I'll show you, I'll show you the brand up because it hurts good.
It got to be.
So the functionality of your sex, you've talked about how you feel the upper part, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is getting head like for you and receiving and giving? What?
Oh my God, I love head. That was the first thing that I've ever gotten. So in the wheelchair, it's no difference. It's like, does the feeling of your pussy change when you sit down?
Nah. Sometimes.
No, I'm talking about like physically, like, do you feel a change when you sit down?
Oh, yeah, no.
Do you feel a change in your pussy?
No,
but it could, I'm talking about penetration. It changes. Yeah. But I'm talking about just getting head. So I'm laying on a bed the same way you guys lay on a bed. My
and
legs are open.
You lift your legs up. So are you able to like,
this one I can move a little bit.
When you're getting up and down, like, or maybe when you're going to bed with someone, are they normally lifting you up?
I just put my leg on a nigga neck like this, you know, the shoulder right here, boom, and then I got his head like this, mop, like that.
She said, mop.
Like, I'm gentle, but I'm gentle. I don't just be, you know, I don't Remy Ma them, you know?
Yeah.
You gotta,
I don't Remy Ma them.
Because you never seen the video when she was getting head when she was driving. So, yeah, I don't Remy Ma them. I sensual seduction him.
Have you had... Let's see. With New York got walk-ups.
Okay.
You going to get some dick.
I get carried.
Oh, I know.
Every house that I've lived in until these last two apartments that I've lived in, I grew up in a house. So my parents ain't changed the house for me to move. You know what I'm saying? Like, they just carried me up. So any nigga I deal with niggas that are.
Do you enjoy that when they carry you up? To feel sexy?
I feel like they enjoy it. I feel like it's something about a man having to do this for a woman that.
Oh, they love to feel needed.
And they be like, you're skinny ass.
Ashamed or feeling like helpless, but I feel like that's kind of hot.
I feel like a damsel in distress. And then when they throw you on the bed and you just like as fuck. But the only thing is, like, you know, with that, it's like I'm the type, if I fuck, like, I want to go home after, like, I want to, you know, like, after I wake up.
No.
So now it's like, I got to wait for you to wake up to carry
me. If he carries you up the stairs, do you just be waiting on him to go down and get your chair and bring that up too?
Oh, no, they bring the chair
they
up
do
right
the chair
after.
In, yeah.
Right after.
They oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you just be chilling
with somebody
recently.
Chair. Okay.
Sometimes they leave it down. It depends on the setting. It depends on the setting of the room and shit and how many flights and what it is. Because if you can
I did
leave
feel
it downstairs.
Bad making the person wait. She was small though. She was a teenager. So I helped her up. And then I went to get the chair. She was just chilling. Like, you know, people are so used to it because that's your everyday. I think we're the ones who are uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't mind. I don't mind asking for help.
Do you feel that men have fetishized you a bit, like, for the chair? And when
they just want to see what wheelchair pussy feels like. But I'm like, wheelchair
pussy. Not wheelchair pussy.
It's just literally sitting pussy. But, you know, I've always been flexible, but I am way more flexible now.
Oh,
like my head, like my legs, I literally can just chill with them on my head. No pain. Like I can chill with my legs on my head. So when I get fucked like that, like in a pretzel, I get fucked in some crazy ways. Okay, I really get fucked. I've had sex in my wheelchair, like getting my head pounded on the oven while the nigga's just like my ass is like, I'm all the way down in the chair. Like my ass is this way right here. And he just pounding the chair and then just banging. Yo, I've had some crazy shit. I fucked in an Uber in a wheelchair. When they used to do shared Ubers. Remember when they was doing shared Lyfts and Ubers?
So how
before Corona started.
So how?
Wow.
Bitch, we was in a Benz Sprinter. We went right in the back. He put me right in the back seat and we was back there top head. Fuck, real quick, bop. And then the lady opened because we had to stop at the, I guess we picked up somebody from the mall. So she opened the shit and I was like,
wait, she saw y'all fucking?
Yeah, but she still got in and act like she ain't seen the thing.
I'm going to be real with you. If regular people, not saying you ain't regular, but you know what I'm saying. If two walking people was fucking, I'd be like, these motherfuckers nasty. But if you in a wheelchair, you feel like you
she didn't know anything. I was in a wheelchair.
Was your wheelchair in the car?
The chair was folded up. She like I.
Yeah, she saw that. That's the only reason why she ain't reproach your ass.
Nigga said
that was it.
The guy.
She
saw
the chair.
Like, man, if you ain't got no legs, I ain't gonna have you.
She saw the chair.
We were so drunk, we did not. I swear to God, we did not care. Like I love having sex in crazy places.
So I just got a text back. Thank you very much. And I also want to make a note. This is how you know he's white.
She sucks good dick.
This was Loverboy. You remember?
She sucks good cock.
What did he say? What word? It's so white.
Blowjob.
Boo. He said, I'm flying right now.
You say head.
Best, it's not giving dick
jobs ever.
Best blowjobs ever.
Yo, no lie. It must be because when I went to go see him, remember last year he flew me out. I made a joke about how he was like, oh, you should come and see me or whatever. I'm back in the States. I'm like, you better do something for me. Like, but I'm different now. When I arrived, it was new Gucci shoes and like wrapped on the bed and shit. I was like, oh, this is giving I have good pussy. Because you really was like, how much do I need to spend
with this pussy talk?
Thank you. Yeah.
Wait, yeah. How high do you go?
You got, listen, girl, I go high.
My.
Ooh, I would, but the way my coochie lips might come out of these little shorts. So, I'm going to just keep them tucked keep them tucked in the thighs, baby. Right,
come up your poop in the
you know.
Okay. So, we know now about the fetishizing and shit like that. What positions are the hardest for you to do?
Like I said, I used to love riding. So now it's like a really uncomfortable feeling because like I feel like to ride, you have to have a certain control, you know, a level of control because that's like you really like as a woman, you're taking the control.
I
want
to gift you with a class from Tyomi.
Okay.
Glamazon Tyomi. We've had her on before.
Yep.
But she does these dick riding classes. She came and did it at one of our shows. But like, and at the time we had her on years ago, I really didn't know how much she knew. But I did a class with my mom. My mom has two fucking replacement hips. It's like a fitness class. But she really knew if you have an ailment, which way you could ride dick.
Oh, wow.
And that shocked me.
That will be the best gift. So that would be the best gift in the world. June 17th.
Done deal.
A dick riding class? Wow.
Because I think that if you had one, like...
I want to try. No, I'm definitely... I'm serious. I want to try it.
I think she can help you because...
I'm open. I was
shocked my mom could do it.
Because I miss that feeling. Like, I miss riding.
On your
clip.
That's
the only thing that I can... That's the only thing that I can't really... I can do it, but I'm not into it anymore. Because it's not, I don't know how to do it. I got to relearn it.
Yeah.
But everything else is like elite. But that,
we got to get you some pussy in a class from Tyler.
Yeah.
All of that.
Okay.
So we done got me some dicks and pussy in a riding class. All right, let's do this.
I think lastly, before we get into home mail though, I would want to know your craziest story since being in the chair, whether it's like threesome, two dudes wanting to fuck you, just anything crazy that had to do with the chair.
My craziest story, like sex-wise,
because the Uber was pretty, actually.
Yeah,
that was it. But wait, it wasn't just a regular Uber. It wasn't Uber XL. It wasn't Uber Black. That bitch said Uber Pool.
Question: have you ever squirted on the chair?
On my chair? No, I don't like to squirt on my chair because then I gotta clean my cushions and all that extra shit. Then
that's why I don't do golden showers in my bed.
You gotta put a towel, like the towel.
You know what I mean?
I squirt, but we gotta put a towel. You know, in your bed, you can change the sheets real quick. This, I gotta go do mad extra shit with the cushion because you can't wash it how you would wash something regularly.
See,
material.
That makes sense.
So I like to keep it clean so you can smell good because ain't nobody wanna be smelling no hot ass.
You know what I mean?
Or no fucking piss or nothing. Like, what the fuck?
That
but the nastiest, I don't know, freaky, I don't know. I've been freaky
Uber
all my
pool
life.
Is wild.
I've been freaky all my life, so it's like, I don't
the
know.
The chest
oh,
cat is getting
okay,
creepy.
We was at this hotel, and it was for my birthday, and we were down, I think downtown Brooklyn in the city, my baby father surprised me, whatever. We were in the window, like in the hotel. We was like on the second or third floor. So you can see, like, I can literally see the floor, like the outside people. And he just had me in the window, just fucking me. Like, my face was in the window, my head was hitting the window. Like, everybody could see me. Like,
it's really
like
sexy. That.
Everybody could see me. But that wasn't even the wildest one. I don't know. I think I did some crazy shit. Okay. I got you. Nah. That one, I'll get beat up and leave the show.
not get a bitch beat.
I want to say, I don't know. I do crazy things. I've had sex in a wheelchair so many different places. The hospital. Oh, yeah. Okay. So when I was in labor. Let me tell y'all. All right.
Your baby got dimples?
Yes, he got
that's
two.
That's how.
He got shut off. He got two.
That's how.
But
legit.
I got dimples too.
But your mama had you early if she only folded two.
Yeah, she did 17. My daddy was 15.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Yeah, early, and it was even dimple.
So we were, I needed to have my baby because I was getting big. That's the only thing in the chair, like I was so like, I didn't gain any weight. It's just my stomach. So I'm all stomach. So it's like my back is literally like this.
Right.
Every 5 seconds, I got to fucking pee. And imagine peeing in a wheelchair. It's not like you just run to the bathroom. Like every fucking, I got to get my big ass in the chair because I'm pregnant, waddle in it, then go do this. I was like, you know what? I begged them to induce me because my due date is May 30th. My son's supposed to be a Gemini. I'm a Gemini. His dad's a Gemini. So he was, I really wanted him to be a Gemini. We literally planned him to be a Gemini.
My goodness.
But I just couldn't take the weight anymore. So we get to the hospital or whatever. And I called my baby because I was like, yeah, I think I'm going into labor or whatever. So he comes. So I'm like, yo. I said, yo, you got to fuck me. He said, what? The doctors are right there. I said, you got to do it because it's going to help me go into labor or whatever.
Why are you whispering? Like,
no, that's how I said it. That's how I said it to him because he's in the hospital. So I said, that's what's going to help me. So he like, you sure? I don't want to hurt you because I got all these machines hooked up to me and shit, bitch. God. So he's like, I said, just fucking do it. So we start fucking. Bitch, this nigga gonna nut inside of me. Do you know that they did a whole fucking shit right after to check my cervix?
He was like,
and the doctor just looked at me like she obviously knows she's a fucking OBGYN. She just looked at me and then she was like, yeah, we'll take you to the delivery room. You can just go give. I literally went into labor. So he literally fucked me into
labor.
Wait,
do you think she was judging you?
I didn't give a fuck if she was. That was some amazing sex. Because I didn't wait the 6 weeks after sex, but I was thinking about, like, damn, what if I have to wait the 6 weeks? So hold I was on, trying on, to get on, mine.
Were you having pregnancy. Contractions and did they feel better? Because they say when you're cramping, sex could help. Because
no, that was before I got into active, because there's different stages of labor. That wasn't active labor. I was dilated, though, so they were getting ready. So once he did that, that's when I felt it. That's when I started feeling like, okay, contract. Like, it just got crazy out of nowhere. I'm like, what the fuck? Like,
French,
like,
you crazy as fuck.
It's like the nut just lubed it up and my baby.
Not
like,
the nut
right.
lubed
yeah!
it up. Wait, so your baby came out in nut?
No, not in nut.
I'm like, your baby went through the canal of nut.
No, I didn't have him for like another 26 hours.
So it dried up.
It dried up. You know, they had to wipe me down a little bit. Or I'm pretty sure when the doctor put the speculum in and some of the shit came out. Oh, right?
Speculum.
But, you know, either way, she seemed that shit. She was just looking at me. She was just so, and he was so nervous. He's over there looking shy. Like,
don't tell me no more of this shit.
It was amazing.
You a hoe for real.
not the biggest hoe calling a hoe.
When she put her tongue in her mouth, ooh. I thought about fucking Drewcy. Put that tongue through that hoe, girl.
So, as y'all heard, my first favorite moment of the year came from episode 266. Coachie on Wheels featuring Frenchie, who was absolutely amazing. And I picked this moment because we got to sit and speak with how someone has sex in a wheelchair. And this to me definitely defines horrible decisions and the type of conversations we like to have with the various guests that come on the pod. And she was funny. She was real. And she had us motherfucking kiki-ing the whole time. So episode 266, if you haven't yet, make sure you go back and catch that.
Okay, this next one, Akeem Woods. I found Akeem Woods through someone else's podcast that was shooting at WTF Media. And I was like, this nigga's hilarious and gay. Oh, we need to have him on the show. And this is one of my favorite stories I heard all year.
You fuck any straight friends yet?
Nah.
Yet.
Yeah.
Not yet.
I fucked some dude. This happened in Denver, actually. I fucked this dude. I was in Fort Collins last week headlining a bunch of shows. And I fucked this dude. And here's the thing that was weird.
Did you beat that headlining a bunch of shows? We heard you.
Some times people like straight dudes have to
the air quotes.
Okay, so I was hooking up with this dude and he was telling me, like, we were talking on Grindr. He's like, hey, this is my first time. I've never been with a guy before. This is my first time. Blah 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 blah. And I'm like, okay, nigga, whatever. And then we're having sex and he's giving me a blowjob and it's the best blowjob I've ever gotten. So the whole time I'm like, this nigga is a liar. Like, I'm just
Do
like,
they think you like it, maybe? They think it's hot?
I mean, to be fair,
when I gave head for the very first time in my life, he said I was good too and swore I did it before and I didn't. So
sometimes you do things with a passion.
Yeah.
But this was like the type of, like, this was like adept head. Like, I've been sucking dick since I was 19. It was like one of the best ones I've ever got. I'm like, nah, nigga, if this is your first time, you should be teaching a class.
What made it so good?
Everything. The spit ratio, the deep throating, everything about it was like, you should teach a class at Everest or something. Like, you should teach a dick sucking class.
Not Everest? Get off the couch.
And suck that dick. Like, and I was like, the whole time, it was great, but I was also thinking, I can't believe he lied to me. Like, why would he lie to me?
Were you thinking that while you were fucking
I
him?
Was thinking the whole time that he
why
was
lying.
Why
did he go in easy?
No, I didn't end up fucking me. He just blew me. But the whole time, I was like, this is great. This can't be your first time.
Let's talk about a time that hasn't been so great.
Right.
What's one of your worst encounters?
This is one of my, it was weird. So this is why it was bad, right?
You sat up.
I had an almost threesome. Now, I've had a threesome before because I'm an adult. But like I've had, this was an almost threesome. Okay. So I'm on Grindr. It's 2:00 in the morning. This is when I used to live in South Central. I lived in South Central Los Angeles. For 4 years.
Okay.
Living
the baddies.
In the hood. And this guy messaged me on Tuesday. It was like Tuesday at like 2 a.m., right? And he messaged me. He's like, hey, do you want to fuck me and my husband? And I'm like, yeah, it's Tuesday. I top on Tuesday.
Not top Tuesday.
Topping Tuesday. So he messaged me and he sent his location. Because you guys know on Grindr you can send your location.
Yep.
Because we're monsters. So he sends his location. Really, it's wild.
It's so, but it's so that you don't have to exchange phone numbers.
Exactly. You just send the location. So he dropped his pin. It was like 15 minutes away driving in South Central. It's 2 a.m. I'm like, I'm horny, whatever. So I drive to his house. I get to his house.
Y'all live a dangerous life in the gay community.
Yeah.
Wildly.
Like, you went to a stranger's house to fuck him and his husband at 2 a.m., without even having his number.
Just damn, on maybe, a Tuesday. Why are you judging?
I mean, I'm just trying, like,
I'm trying to get more
details, and I'm like,
it gets worse.
Oh, keep going.
So I walk up to his house. I'm about to ring the doorbell. And then this dude comes out of the shadows.
Stop. Not the shadows.
He did.
Keep going.
He comes out the shadows. I'm like, oh shit, it's Brent. His name was Brent. And so Brent comes out as that white dude. He comes out of the shadows. I'm like, oh, I was just about to knock on your door. I'm like, this is cool. Are we gonna go in together? He's like, oh, this isn't my house. I'm like, oh,
it's okay. Airbnb?
He's like, nah, but this is my U-Haul.
Wait, so he wanted you to fuck in the U-Haul?
Yeah. So he met me outside. He's like, this isn't
how
my house.
How big was the U-Haul?
It's a decent size, like a $20, like a
wait,
bit.
Wait, so
decent,
he dropped a pin. This is giving the nigga in London who was sleeping in his car.
Mm-hmm, it was. Just wait, start the Patreon.
So he dropped the pin of just a random complex that he was around,
yes,
with his U-Haul.
Yes.
Oh, because the pin was where the U-Haul
exactly
was.
Exactly.
Wait a second. And so him and his husband were going to fuck you in the back of the U-Haul truck.
I'm fucking them.
Oh, you're fucking this.
He said, bitch, don't get it fucked up. And keep going.
So what happens is, so I'm horny as fuck.
Wait, what size U-Haul?
It's a big U-Haul.
Oh, okay. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know if it would have been a no at this point. Depending on if they was fine or
they
not.
They were keep fine. On. He was fine. I didn't see the husband yet. So he walks me to the U-Haul. He opens the door because he's a gentleman. And in the back of the U-Haul, there's an air mattress. I don't know if it's an air mattress, but there's a mattress.
Clearly, you just don't care about mattresses.
And before you judge me, there was also a headboard. So already, they're doing better than straight people. It's a big U-Haul. It's like a moving U-Haul.
Maybe they were breaking up, and he was like, let's get one last fuck. Keep going.
So I walk in, there's a mattress, there's a headboard, there's a chair in the corner. It's a studio apartment at this point. Like, there's a chair in the corner.
Now I know L.A. is expensive.
There's a chair in the corner. I kid you not, this is the part that
you
I can't...
You can stand up.
This is the part that I can't understand. There's a lamp in the corner, and it's on. And like, I don't understand how
battery
it's on.
Operated.
It USB. Had to be, but it was in the corner on. I'm like, what the fuck?
Or it could have been like one of those clap-on lights.
It could have been.
Girl, they still be plugging in, right?
No, you can put batteries.
You can have some battery operated.
It had to be battery.
So the light's on. There's a chair, right? So he's sitting on the chair. When I walk into the U-Haul, his boyfriend or husband, I don't know the marital status, was in a jock strap, like face down, ass up type shit. Yeah.
That's hot.
Yeah, it was pretty hot. So I walk in and he closes the U-Haul. And in my head, I'm like, oh no, murder. But like, in my dick, I'm like, this is going to be so much fun. So like, I start fucking the dude, the husband. And here's the thing.
Was the car shaking? Was it hot?
It didn't shake that much because it was like a really big, but it was moving. But here's why I think I was cheated, because it wasn't. Because that's why I say it was an almost threesome, right? Because, like, when you do a threesome, the best part is you get two of the things that you like. Like, you get two dicks, two asses, four titties. You get double the thing
right,
that
right.
you want. So I'm fucking this dude, and the whole time his husband or boyfriend is just sitting there watching.
Cuckold.
Exactly. But that's not what I signed up for.
You signed up for
a threesome. I signed up for a threesome. I'm all about fucking some dude's husband in front of you. That's cool. I'm whatever. I don't kink shame. But I didn't sign up for that. I signed up for a threesome.
You like, so is someone going to play with my nipples?
Yeah, so the whole time I'm fucking this dude, I'm just looking at him. I'm like, are you going to tag in? Or are we going to switch? Am I going to fuck you
was
next?
Was he at least like, jacking off? Because then technically that's like,
was he jacking?
Yeah. No.
Oh
he well, that's fully interesting. Clothed? He was sitting there. You could see that he had a hard on because he had like gym shorts on or whatever. But he was just sitting there watching as I fucked this dude's husband. And I'm like, are you going to sub in? Like, what the fuck? Are we, why? And he never did. So I fucked him. I came and I left. But here's the thing that's wild. After I left.
No. First off,
I was going to say,
you went that wild. There's nothing. Here's the thing that's wild. You're already in the wild, okay?
Yeah, I never heard about someone coming to U-Haul before.
They drove off. Because they didn't live in that area. They just went to South Central to find some black dude to fuck his white husband.
Wow.
It was like some racist shit. Which I'm like, I'm all about racism if I get to fuck white dudes for vengeance. But it was, yeah, they went to South Central to find a black dude to fuck his white husband.
That is the wild part.
That's a thunder.
No, that is the wild part.
That adds onto it,
this
yeah.
Is awesome.
Coming in U-Haul.
He just fucking right
there. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
At least they had a place.
They had, yeah, that was the, they went to South Central because they know South Central's black.
You said they drove.
They drove the fuck off.
That's crazy.
Babe, anyway, where do you think we can get a black guy?
Yeah, that's 100% what it was. They didn't live anywhere in South Central.
Did you sleep well that
was
night?
Was it at least a good...
Oh, yeah.
Was it a nice apartment complex that they chose?
It was South Central.
There were more dangerous parts that they could have picked.
You know what I mean?
So it was safer in that sense, but it wasn't by any means nice. But it wasn't like... It was... It's South Central.
Despite all that, was that a good night?
South Central, no shade, but it's still the hood.
This was 2 a.m.
2 a.m. on Tuesday.
I had to drive to South Central recently to get weed after midnight because the store is closed.
Yeah.
And I was on my period, so I really needed it. And I'm on my way there. I'm telling a friend in L.A. where I'm going. She's like, bitch, they gonna kill you. Oh, you got a Tesla, a Rolex. What the fuck is wrong? And she was like, they really need to get
where
high.
Where in South Central do you, I mean, where in L.A. do you live?
I live in WeHo.
Oh, okay, girl.
Shut up.
Yeah, I lived in South Central. I still have an apartment there, but my lease is up next month, so I'm not going to resign.
But wait, so I ain't going to hold you. Would you fuck a nigga in a U-Haul? If I already fuck, if I'm like...
If he's fine as hell.
So I don't do anonymous sex, but I know that's some gay shit.
Yeah.
No shame.
Oh, yeah, gay people do it all the time.
But mainly because of safety, being on the DL, whatever, like shit happens, right? But
sex is more dangerous for women anyway.
Right.
Blank period.
Right. Okay. There's a few scenarios. Let's say I'm already fucking you and we're in the U-Haul. Yes. Let's say
he's helping you move.
Helping him move, whatever. I would fuck in a U-Haul.
Okay.
Like, it wasn't that bad.
In
retrospect.
Didn't it get hot?
Yes, it got
I was moving
hot.
A lot of
because you had to close it.
He didn't close it all the way. It was like a crack.
So then people could have walked by and heard y'all moaning and
in theory, yes. But it's 2 a.m. in the hood.
And y'all kept a U-Haul cracked?
Cause
like, this sounds dangerous.
The other option is suffocating. Like, it'd be hot as fuck if you didn't keep it cracked. So you had to have air in the motherfucker.
Then it's giving asphyxiation.
Bruh.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. It's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun this season. Kings Island opens its gates April 20th.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters, without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday, So follow the 7 right now.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
Now, my next pick comes from, of course, a solo episode, because that's how Horrible Decisions pretty much started. Weezy and I reading kinks of the week, diving into fetishes and kinks we had no clue about, but also sharing our own sexual journey. And this year, I've shared a story about going on a much needed vacation to take a break, where I ended up unicorning on vacay. That's right. That's the title of this episode. Episode 276 is another favorite moment that I had from 2022. Check it out here.
When was the last time someone went too hard on y'all?
Oh, no, not even too hard. I actually want to share on the pod the way things change over time, right? Like we said earlier.
All right, take us to Cancun.
Hold on. We'll get to that part, but I do want to share that I experienced my first orgasm through head with this woman in Mexico.
Wait, why can't we get there now?
We'll get there, but I want to share because you were talking about head.
Oh.
And I know I've said on this pod that I'm good on head. I don't really like it. Don't really need it. I'm good. My ex was great in head, but never came from the head. This bitch had me. Let's start from the beginning, guys. I know you're wondering how we got here. So, no. She wasn't Mexican.
You know she found a tourist.
You, definitely a tourist.
Not at the all-inclusive type of people.
So, y'all know last week we took a break. And in doing so, this week's horrible decision, I am sharing how I became a unicorn in Mexico. So, went to Mexico last week and ended up, I was like, you know, I'm going by myself, so I'm going to do some white people shit.
Okay.
Every time I travel, none of my friends want to fucking swim with whale sharks. So I'm like,
I'm sorry, with what?
With whale sharks. That's right. Whale sharks. And oh, here's the problem. Here's the problem, right? I thought they were more whales than sharks. Boy, was I wrong. Definitely more on the shark side. So I was like, what the fuck? So I go on this tour by myself. I was a little upset because they put me on this boat.
Did you put on the gas tank thing?
No. Yes. Oh, no, bitch. I was swimming.
Not the, I mean, the oxygen.
The scuba shit?
The snorkeling?
No.
The gas thing.
You know what I mean?
No, it wasn't.
Were you holding
it? It wasn't snorkeling. It wasn't, I mean, it wasn't scuba diving. Yeah, so I was a little annoyed because they put me on this boat. Everybody spoke Spanish. Yeah. So the tour guy's saying everything in fucking Spanish. So I don't know what the fuck. And he's just like,
you could get around, right?
I mean, pretty much, I guess that's what he thought. I even went to the back.
So yeah.
Mind you, it was an early-ass boat, ride. And
that was funny.
The only thing that I caught that he said in Spanish was cerveza. And I said, oh, can I get one of them things down? It was like 7:30 in the morning. And he was like, you sure? And I was like, yes, nigga, I'll take a cerveza. That's what you said. It's on the boat, right? Nigga, I heard that word. So went to the back of the boat.
He was probably saying this west, because you know, yo, I've been to Mexico.
It was supposed to be for lunch, for sure. I said, nah, niggas, I want one now. So we go 45 minutes out into the fucking ocean. And he's like, we're in their habitat. So we may see one, we may see many. Bitch, we go on a day where there's fucking many. There's like over 20 fucking whale sharks. Whoa. All these boats. So you see all the boats.
Let me Google it real quick.
So I'm seeing how this shit takes place. And I said, oh, bitch, I'm really being white here. So what you do is the boat goes to where they see a shark, right? A whale shark. I thought these niggas.
Oh, my God.
Bitch, that's what I swam with.
Yo, look at this.
Oh, yeah. Their mouths are wide open.
I'm going to put a picture right here.
Google a fucking whale shark, my nigga.
No. They can see it. Nigga, this is.
The shit looks nuts. I swam with this. Bitch, I got a video swimming with that.
Bro, that could fit E. Mandy in his mouth.
Don't do that. A lot of people can fit me in their mouth.
Okay.
So,
what are you going to call? You have nicknames for your couple?
We'll get there. Maybe, possibly. Mm. I don't know.
Where do they live?
Bitch, they live here. That's why I'm like, oh. Look at me swimming with the whale shark.
I'm going to need you to.
Look. That shit's crazy. Then I got too close.
Not Mandy. So, Mandy, you are swimming like you're not from Florida. What the fuck?
Bro,
is
first
this?
Off, the water was going in my mouth from a little tube shit. I'm about to explain the
you
problem.
Sound like Ray J. I had a baby in my hand. No,
I'm about to explain the issue.
Okay.
These motherfuckers move fast. Like sharks. That's why I said I thought they were just gonna be little fat ass whales that just sat there and I got to hop in. No, bitch. You got to jump off the boat and then swim to catch them niggas. Then I'm trying to sit here and pose for the camera guy underneath the water. So I'm trying to look at him. Then I look, this big ass shit behind me. Then I fucking freak out like, fuck, this shit is big.
Yeah.
Actually, about a second jump, I said, I'm good. We can just go back into the boat. You got it, right? You got the video? Great.
You got the video.
The second part of the tour, we go to Isla Mujeres. This is where we have lunch. This is like,
that means Island of Women.
It's amazing. It's amazing. So we go to Isla Mujeres and the water is just like fucking beautiful. So we pull up. The tour guide is like, all right, we got 40 minutes here. Don't go far from the boat. I looked at that nigga. I said, so I will be back, but there is a tiki. I need a drink because all they had on the boat was cerveza. So I said, nigga, I need tequila, nigga. So while we're pulling up and there's an anchor.
Mandy be making it sound like she got a problem, son.
No, I mean,
it was 7:30. I said, it's not enough.
By this time, it was fucking 11, bitch. It was 11 by this time.
I was going to say 1:30.
No, bitch, it was 11.
No, it went from 7:30 to 11.
To 11. But by this time, I'm like, oh, I need a real drink. A bitch just swam with sharks. I'm fucking hot. I'm feeling myself. So as we're pulling up, the anchor is being dropped. I look to the beach. And there's just this tall, tall black man with a beard and this little short, thick ass woman.
Ooh, let me see what they look like.
Oh, bitch. Fine. First off, I'm going to show you her body and then we'll get into the faces. So saw them from across the water. That's the back of her body. I'm going to show you later because as I'm describing, I was just like, how did this happen? And by the way, take notes for anyone looking to be a unicorn or join in as a third or get a third. So I go to the tiki bar. They happen to be there ordering drinks. So I'm just like, okay.
You did not order the drink.
I didn't say nothing. But I'm looking and I'm like, okay, now I'm seeing them up close. And I'm like, man, they look good. They kind of look like what me and my ex look like. This is a good little couple.
Okay.
So they leave the bar.
Damn.
Right. Fine.
Yeah, so, they look really good.
So they leave the bar and I get my drink.
His body.
Oh,
like,
no.
I don't like super fit niggas, but he's big.
He's big. He's like my ex.
Fit enough.
He's like my ex.
Yeah.
With a whole beard. He's fine. 6'5".
Just and he dark skin.
Fine.
And dark you. Skin.
Listen. He's Haitian.
You know, that's. Bitch, no.
He's Haitian. So
but you
anyway,
know I like this also beat.
And I love
Haitian niggas.
I hate you.
I do.
So that's I get my drink. And because I just felt like, fuck it, I'm here by myself, I say, bartender.
No. In Mexico.
Give me 3 shots of tequila, please. And so I get the 3 shots of tequila. They're setting up a towel and already in the water. So here I go with my little short ass, got my drink in one hand, 3 shots in my other, walking on down to the beach like this. Get to the beach and I'm like, hey, guys, I bought y'all a drink. Because, mind you, as they left the bar, I said to the woman, I said, I just got to tell you, you are so beautiful. She said, mommy, I saw you walking up. You are so beautiful,
not
too.
Mommy.
She called me mommy.
Mm. Is it and Mexican was like, or was
no,
it?
No, she's Dominican.
No, okay. No, yeah. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. So I went and got them a shot. Come to find out, they're celebrating a birthday. They're married. And I'm just sitting, hanging with them in the water. And so we're just talking. It's going great. We're talking about how they met. We're talking about the island. We're talking about the water. We're talking about how my fucking all-inclusive resort food was shitty. And so we're just talking. And I'm like, damn, I got to go back to the boat. So they're like, okay, come up. Let's exchange numbers. I said, I would love to bring you around New York. I know these clubs that are great. This is within fucking 15, honestly.
Wait, where are they staying? Sorry.
They're staying on the island.
Ace on my head.
Yes. So.
Which, by the way, it's not that easy to get to. It is.
Bro. Oh, no. As soon as they told me I could take a ferry back to Cancun, that's when I was like, well, let's exchange numbers.
All right.
Exchange numbers. And they were like, dang, we really wish you could stay with us. I said.
Wait, what?
I said. You know what? Actually, I'm going to be right back. Let me go to my boat and see if I could just tell them I'm staying here. And I went to the boat. I said, yes. So I met this couple.
No, you didn't.
I swear to God. I said, y'all don't have to bring me back to my hotel. I'm just going to stay here. They told me it was only a 20-minute ferry back to Cancun.
Right. Oh. But the point is there's a ferry.
There's a ferry.
That's what I was trying to say. I can get back to Cancun.
Right. So I come back. I said, guys, I'm with y'all for the day. So we literally beach club hop through the day, literally all through drinks. Mind you, before I even went to the boat, he went back to the bar, brought more shots. She was like, what are you drinking? Baby, get her whatever she's drinking. They were just also just really accommodating.
Yeah.
So we go to when we go to exchange numbers. Wait, you're getting me out of my order here.
They were very accommodating.
Before, when I went to exchange numbers with them, though, I made sure to let them know. So I do this. She has to get my number. Sir, no offense. This no. all goes through her. If she wants me to stay, I'll stay. If she wants me, like, I literally put all of the power in her hand.
Yeah. How long they been together?
They've been together. I don't want to give too much details about their relationship, but just shy of a decade.
Okay. Wow.
And they've been married for almost 2 years.
Okay. Had they done this before?
They've never had a threesome. Never had another woman.
They were like, she's it.
No.
She's got the abortion whore look.
So literally, we're walking the beach. We're like drinking. We're fucking beach club hopping. And so as we're in the water, we start talking about their threesome experience. And I'm like, he's never had one in his life. She's had one, but with only women. And they've talked about having it together, but it just, they never even knew how it would happen. Well, you're with a pro. So I agree to have dinner with them. This is before I even thought I was going to stay.
Wait, you had no clothes?
Bitch, she's like, oh, mommy, we're like the same size. I got some clothes for you.
Wow.
Bitch, she started giving me clothes to wear for dinner and everything.
Oh, God.
So we get
not
back.
My fair Mandy. Yeah. This is
literally, so we get back to the hotel. This is where it gets popping. So we get back to the
you
hotel.
You didn't even eat, go to dinner yet.
No, we were all showering and getting dressed for dinner.
Okay.
So by this time, it's like the evening, sun is going down. So we're like, well, let's go back and shower and get dressed and go out to dinner. So we go back to the hotel room and they start just accommodating. She's pulling out a dress that I can wear. He's getting me a towel.
Every time she says accommodations, I can't.
And so I'm like, I gotta get in the shower. I've been swimming with fucking sharks all day. So I go to get in the shower. She goes to give me the towel that he just handed her.
You can't.
And I say, you're not gonna get in with me?
Not her. Manny just flipped her non-hair cabinet.
I said, you're not gonna get in with me? So she comes to get in and you can see him kind of peek around the corner. And I'm like, you can join us too. So we get in the goddamn shower. Next thing you know, and very accommodating. She gives me this color because she gives me this like shampoo. And I was like, oh, she was like, don't worry. It's for color protection. And so she had even all the things for me. And I was like, so she goes to start washing my hair. And then he comes in and starts washing my body. And then she goes to start jacking his dick off. And then I'm like, can I suck it? So I asked her to suck his dick. His dick was massive.
Really?
Oh, massive. I said, this looks like he got a big old dick. I literally was like, this shit big. It's a big old thing. So literally we're in the shower. I go to suck his dick. Then I go to eat her pussy. Then she's sucking my nipples. And it just becomes a lot to where then we take it to the bed.
Fun time.
And you could tell it was so funny because you could tell it was also their first time because she got really nervous. And it's crazy because this is.
How'd you know?
Because she started saying, we don't do this often. Mommy, we're clean.
Because he don't have condoms.
Well, no. He got them, but she just wanted.
Where'd he get condoms from?
He already had them. Just in case. I think they were planning on something happening. It was, I don't want to say his name, birthday for the trip, but his age. But
This is what, and you're jumping ahead because literally after
that's the fun part of the story.
No, after
the hotel condoms, I know it was probably too small.
After the threesome, he literally got up and was like, "Is this inception? Is this a dream?" He's like, "Did you plan this?" Like, so he's asking now his wife, "How did this happen? Did you plan it? Did y'all know each other before?" So then, because he's like, "You don't understand how many times we've talked about scenarios of threesomes and how it would happen or where it would happen."
Wait, this is before you guys started
talking. No, this is right after. He gets up and cannot believe that he's just experienced his first threesome. Like, literally cannot believe it. Gets up. Like, literally, I wish I could, like, show y'all. He gets up. Hold on. He's literally up. Hold on. He's, like holding his dick. Holding his dick, walking around in circles like, "Yo, did that just happen? Yo, like, y'all didn't set this up?" He was in such, like, he was like, "Just thank you." Like, he was in shock, bro. And the nigga grown,
shit,
bro.
I'd be grateful too.
The nigga grown. And he was like, "Wow." Because it was fun. She was sexy.
Was it your
sexy.
Best threesome?
Not my best, because I be bringing my niggas in and I be bringing the whole.
What do you think your best was?
My best threesome? I ain't gonna hold you. I've had too many now.
Mm.
They be good. They be good. They be good. Like, literally, I just had lunch with my homegirl.
Oh,
and
duh.
She fucked
scissors and beer bag.
She fucked me in 24/7 and she fucked me and my ex. And we were both talking about the difference between them, like in terms of like dick size, sensuality, looks. And so.
Who'd she say?
My ex did a lot more things and it was great. Like he gets massages, eats ass, does all the things. But 24/7, that dick is the devil.
Really?
That dick is the devil.
Man, do you know what's crazy? I passed by him maybe like a month ago or so and noticed like, "Oh, okay." And I was like, "Oh my God." Like, I thought about it again. And
that dick
when
is
you
the
hear
devil.
About someone's sex from someone, you look at them longer.
Nah,
so I'm like looking and I was like, "Does he have BDE?"
That dick is the devil.
He has like a look.
Yeah, like the devil. But yeah, so we end up literally like having sex. He's in shock. We all get dressed. We go to dinner. She took one too many shots. By dinner, she was lit. We come back to the room. We're like, "We're just going to take a nap," because then there was a party going on. So we wanted to club. We come back to the room and we all take a nap. Bitch, we wake up at 1 a.m. Like, fuck. The island closes at 2.
Right.
So we're like, "Fuck it. There's a jacuzzi on their terrace. They got a jacuzzi in there."
Oh.
So we go to start filling that shit up. Didn't even make it to the jacuzzi to fill up. We got right back in bed. We started watching, oh God, some shit on Netflix that is so good. It's with these badass kids. It's like Super Bad or something. It was so good. And then I lean over and I start just sucking her. What is it called? No. It's with these kids that like are trying to get Molly for like a helicopter or something.
What?
It's
What's
great.
What's that? No, it's great. That's what I want.
It's great. It's great. So we're laying watching this movie. I roll over. I start massaging her tits, licking her nipples. And then I just go to start eating her out. Then here we go. We fucking again. So he goes to fuck her. We didn't fuck this second time. He goes to fuck her and she's just eating the fuck out my pussy.
Wait, now has she been with women before?
Yeah, I said she had a threesome with two women.
Okay.
She ate my fucking pussy like I've never had.
What do you think
it
was?
Maybe I don't know. Maybe it was just sexy seeing him fuck her or even just him watching her eat my pussy. She ate my pussy so, like, I'm remembering.
That's kind
now.
Of funny.
So literally, and they were quiet fuckers.
I can't eat pussy good when I'm getting fucked.
They were quiet fuckers. So all you heard was me just, like, she was eating my pussy.
Hate when she makes
so we're noise. Literally, no,
we believe you.
All you heard was me moaning. I was like, God damn. It. And at one point I just started, and I came. And I'm like,
you know when you listen to like a sibling talk about
yeah. Bro,
I can listen to Manny talk about sex, but the moment
the way she ate my pussy, dog, I like felt like I just got done running. I came so hard, bitch. I was breathing heavy. Whoa.
So my hardest orgasm have comes from being eaten out while someone else is getting fucked.
That
don't know why.
That shit.
I think that lets you know how visual
fire.
You are.
Right.
That
because you said that too.
Shit was fire.
You're like, I need to see this. Da, 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 da.
And then he literally got up again and was like, "Y'all sure y'all didn't y'all don't know each other. Y'all didn't plan this because it just worked out so good." And then That's they good. Were like, "Well, you could stay. We're touring the island tomorrow. We would love to keep you." And I was like, Okay.
Not keep you captain. Well,
keep you here. Not keep you captain. I was like, okay, I'll stay.
So wait, when did you go back to the room? Did you ever get close?
I didn't go back till the next night. And I only went back the next night because, yes, I realized I didn't have, I was literally wearing her clothes for 2 days. So I was like, bro, I don't want to take all your clothes.
This reminds me of when I gave the Cuban escort my clothes. Do y'all remember that?
I think you should.
And I was like, oh yeah, let me just give, because they, you know, Cuban. Anyway.
Well, no, I gave her stuff like when I left because I had my bathing suit still from the tour. But yeah, so she was like dressing me the whole time.
Wow.
And yeah, and then I toured with them the whole next day. It was great. He covered all the drinks. He covered the food. He's like, whatever you need, like, let's, like, I felt like I was literally their girlfriend, like, the whole time.
So now what?
We toured, so they happen to live in the state of New York.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, let's, they want to see us again. Yeah, we were thinking Jamaica or going back to Isla. Or I'm like, I'll come upstate and maybe we do whatever they do upstate. I don't know what the fuck is upstate.
Fuck and eat.
And see trees. I know there's, that's where the trees are in New York. There's none really.
Do they have kids?
Separately, I believe, not together.
Okay.
But grown, like grown kids. So
they're very attractive.
Fine.
That's like dream fine. Unicorn.
And I'm just like, how the fuck did I fall into this? Mind you, I was sitting next to another couple on the flight. Dominican couple, and the nigga was so fine. I was like, have we met before? I felt like we actually fucked before. But then when he told me what he did for a living, I was like, nah, you not. I thought he was his personal trainer. I fucked, looked the same. Bald head, salt and pepper. I'm like, damn, I really got a type. But yeah, I ended up talking to them the whole flight because Delta must have thought we were traveling together. They were on my flight to Mexico and my flight back.
Wow.
So we sat next to each other.
No, girl, it's just a weekend flight. I'd be thinking.
No, bitch, I left on a fucking Wednesday.
Okay.
It was a Wednesday to Saturday. It was like,
so Delta thought we were together. Does Delta book your travel?
But it was off travel dates. I'm like, you know, but here's the mistake I made too. I'm like, it's the weekend after the 4th. Niggas got jobs. It's going to be light. It's a Wednesday. That's no one's going to be in Mexico.
Right. No, it's a summer.
Bitch, though. No one has a job anymore.
Well,
no.
Not even that, Mandy. Yeah. It's summer and people go for the lower, like, not everybody likes the hype weekend.
Well, so no, everyone was there for weddings, bachelor parties. Like, it was groups of people, anniversary parties. It was groups of people. And then my dumb ass was like, well, I don't want to see no kids. So let me stay at an adult only, all inclusive resort.
How are those hamburgers and hot dogs?
Yeah. Awful. But outside of that, everybody was fucking taking shots. And twerking. I stayed at the Royalton. Everyone was taking shots and twerking and doing this and doing that. Toward then, this nigga met me. He was from the Carolinas. He met me and I'm like, I really don't want to join you in partying. I'm not looking to party. I'm like, I brought books to read, you know? And he was like, so you came to Mexico to be lame? I said, actually, I came here to be lame. Sure did. Never opened a book though. bitch, because I stayed with the couple for 2 days and now I think I really want to be a unicorn to this couple. Like,
you know why?
I enjoy sex from both.
Dub used to talk about this all the time with me. And she would always be like, I get to feel love and like intimacy.
Oh, we was
and
cuddling, then, all that shit.
Yeah.
Cuddling, he was paying for everything. I said, oh, this is easy. And she eat good pussy and she fine. She is the one who drew me in first. And you got a nigga with a big old dick. What, like, I honestly, guys.
Are you in a group chat now?
I am this blessed. Actually, I've just been talking to her. So... we'll plan when I go.
So you told them you have a sex podcast?
Oh, yeah. I told them just so y'all know. I'm going to talk about this. I ain't going to give too much detail.
You got some free pussy. And this is my job.
Yeah. I was like, just so you know, I'm going to talk about it on one of my pods. But yeah, like, so it's cute.
This episode in Coochie on Wheels being some of my favorite for the year is so wild because it really shows you that we ain't fucking ableist, yo. Okay. We want the tea, whether you got two arms or one. Enjoy this episode, Bionic Bitch, featuring Dana.
I want to talk about fetishization because you're, I'm assuming, somebody that would show their arm or your hand on a dating app.
Yes.
What's some of the weird shit people have said? And do you feel like they wanted to go out on a date with you or fuck you because of your own?
Mostly men. Like, I feel like that doesn't happen as frequently with women. But like when I was younger and I had dating apps like set to men, it was like always like the fucking nastiest shit. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
What,
like,
what was the craziest thing someone said that they wanted you to do with your arm to them?
just, well, you know what? That was a woman. It was at the Dinosaur. It's like the biggest lesbian pool party, I think, like in the world.
What's it called?
The Dinosaur. We should all go, actually.
Oh, you don't know Diana, about that one?
Dinah.
Dinosaur?
The golf bitch. And then like.
Dinosaur.
Like she's a person. And then like all the lesbians like started going to play golf. So they named it.
Oh, we know about Sweet Heat.
We know about the black shit.
Yeah. Sweet Heat in okay. Miami.
But no, I'm down
there's,
too.
There's Crave, I think is like.
Crave, I've heard
dinosaur.
Of. Okay. I've heard of Crave.
Yeah. I'll go to either one. Okay. It's just, I just love being in Palm Springs with Dykes. But so. I'm just like, and I was working because I work for a lesbian magazine. I'm the managing editor of Go Magazine. So I was like standing behind my little booth and like promoting the magazine. And she walks up to me just, and she was a black stud. She was super hot, but just completely fucking dead ass. Like no sense of like irony, funny. She just goes like, she's like, yo, can you fuck me with that robot arm and stick those fingers at my pussy? And I was like, but just no, like a full mask. Stud, like might as well have had top surgery. Like I was just like humming. Like I do well in these situations, but I was just so taken aback, and I was also like literally working. I have my stupid little like name tag on. I'm like, read Go Magazine, and like I was like, maybe later. That was in person, and then just on dating apps, it'd always be men that want pictures of the stump. That's what they love.
Interesting.
So like this, like,
I mean, well, that is actually a kink. And I think we've talked about it here on the show.
Yes, it was.
Where amputees. So, I mean, you were born.
Yeah.
The way you were born. But
I'm still considered an amputee.
Are you?
Yeah. A congenital amputee.
Okay. Because
a lot of people think that means I have no vagina.
Stop it right now. So they just think that you're missing a whole vagina.
Yeah. I'm like, why do you got to call it congenital?
It would be like a Barbie
pussy.
What
the fuck does that mean?
So congenital amputee is when you're born without a certain limb. But amputee, right. I normally think,
like, you lost it somehow
during. Okay. And they want to see the stump.
Yeah.
They just want pictures of it.
They never, like, I think this is like the sexiest thing ever. I'm obsessed with it. Like, this is the shit that I would want to see if I was a perv.
Right. When did you get to that stage where you felt like
thought it was sexy? Yeah.
The second I saw it, I was like,
really? That's so good.
Like, I die for it. Like, I just think it's like the most fashion thing.
Wait, you said 25 years without it though.
Yeah.
So it's only been 3 years.
Yeah.
Did I Am Robot, like, was it a movie? Was it something? Was it the technology that now advancing?
I don't know what you're saying.
It was a Terminator.
You know what I mean? Like, did you watch a movie
or
Transformers? Did you watch something and it's like, yo, I could be like a Transformer?
I wrote this piece for Jezebel called Getting Slutty at Amp Camp. And it was like about this like camp I used to go to for kids with limb differences.
Stop it.
And like how like we were all whores. Because I feel like everyone always thinks like disabled kids get together and they're like, we're beautiful on the inside. And we were all like, does the guy come on your chest or your ass? Like we were like nasty as fuck. And we were like little kids missing arms. And that's like all we talked about.
Cool. There was something called Amp Camp.
It was called the Patty Rossbach Camp for Children with Limb Differences. What we called
But Amp Camp is way cooler.
I wrote this essay and I had lots of like amputees reaching out to me. And I, that was when I realized, like, it sounds really corny, but like having a voice was powerful because like a lot of girls with disabilities were like, I never felt sexual before. And you kind of like gave that to me.
I love that.
And it was really like really beautiful. But anyway, this girl, Angel Giuffria is her name. She's an actor. She was in The Hunger Games, reached out to me and was like, I'm fucking obsessed with you. Do you want to have lunch? And I'm like, yeah. She shows up to lunch in like this full fucking stormtrooper prosthetic. Like it's like bright white and like you can see like lights in it and shit. And she's like drinking her wine with the arm and everything. And I didn't pay attention to a word she said. I just stared at the arm the whole time. She's a fabulous person. But I was just like, where did you get that? Like, how do I make this happen in my life?
How much is it?
They're like $80,000.
Does insurance cover that thing?
It does. It does.
Great.
I was very lucky to have insurance cover it. The fucking thing broke. Oh. And that's another thing I'm so dumb lying about. All the prosthetic companies, your prosthetics fucking suck. They all break. Because people, they want to be like, oh, I go do the bionic like bitch the real model thing. Yeah. And then I model and the thing breaks. But anyway, this is a new one. This is called a hero arm.
The black is why I'm upset.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now that's cool. Not a lighten up, bitch.
Yeah, she lights up.
Wait, let me ask. How did those fingers just go down?
I'm moving my muscles.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Can you give us a peace sign?
I can't.
Oh, shit.
You know what?
I didn't say it was $1 million.
I used to be able to, actually. I had one with like all these different electrodes and I could move the fingers individually. But it's just exhausting, like, because I have to move my muscle. Like, think about like what you have to do to make a peace sign. Okay, it's not that hard your hands. No. But if you had to do that with using the muscles in your end of your elbow, it's hard.
Look at me trying to see what the muscles feel like.
I see what you're saying.
Right?
I feel like everybody in their car is probably doing this shit with their hands. Yeah.
Now, wait.
Sex with that hand.
I take it off.
Take it off.
Damn, you don't finger nobody with it? Oh, wait. Is it waterproof?
It's water resistant.
Oh, that's not.
But what about pussy juice resistant?
It probably would be. But
then it would be, it's black. It would flake.
Have you ever?
No. With this, with just like the stump, yes. Which felt ridiculous and not
sexual. What'd you do with your stump?
Like fisting, but stumping, I guess.
Bitch.
Stumping.
Who asked for that?
My girlfriend in college.
She asked you to fist her with your stump?
Yeah.
Or stump her with your stump?
Yeah.
Could you feel her pussy?
Yeah.
You have feeling in your arm?
Yeah. Oh, I also have extra nerve endings like in my arm. I hate the word stump. I just call it my little arm, which I know sounds gay, but like whatever.
No, stump does feel like fucked up.
It just sounds so fucking stupid.
It feels like the M word.
Like, yeah, I don't like it.
I don't know if I like stump.
No, wait. So you have extra nerve endings, so it's more sensitive.
Yeah. So like,
when you hit your other elbow.
Yeah. If I'm cold, my arm is freezing. If I'm hot, my arm's like really red hot. Like if you, like it doesn't, like if I scratch it or something, it's not like I'm in so much pain, but I feel it more.
Oh, well,
did you enjoy it?
Yeah. I was about to say, when you were stumping, did you feel your arm
so
around?
Fucking stupid. Like, I just was laughing, honestly.
Did she enjoy it?
No, it was not. It was just not. Also, it's very awkward because, like, it's short.
How far?
Like,
oh, you have
right
your elbow.
Below the elbow.
But you had to get up in there.
But it's, like, yeah, it had to be, like, it was just not a cute position. My tit is, like, leaning like a pancake. Like, it's just, like, not cute. It was worth a try. Like, I'm glad I tried it. But it was
not.
It was not, like, an actual sex act. It was maybe, like, 30 seconds. And I was, like, this is so stupid. Like,
did she enjoy it, though?
I don't think so.
I would have felt so uncomfortable.
She liked, like, honestly, like, I have, a little bit of a hand, like, at the end of my little arm. It's, like, this little circly thing with, like, fingers. And, like, I rubbed her clit with it once.
Oh,
she
God.
Really liked it.
Oh, my God.
But I just feel so absolutely fucking ridiculous.
You know what it is? Because you know you have a full functioning, you've got your fucking five dicks right here.
Yeah, and I'm like, why do you need, but I don't know. I don't, it's not, that's like the weird thing because it makes me feel really sexually empowered to have the arm. Like, I feel like that's like my little shtick. It's like, oh, I'm the girl with the robot arm. And but
you're not using it.
I don't use it. No. And also, like, I don't know what kind of germs are on this shit. Like,
it's got to be cleaner than our other hand because it's porous, right?
I don't know.
It's not.
And like, what
do
if
you
I
like,
clamp
do you
down
wash
because
it?
Sometimes like it malfunctions. Like I got stuck on a stripper pole once.
Wait, bitch, what? No,
that
wait,
you very
yes,
specific.
I did.
How can you please explain?
Who just get leans in?
Go on.
Can you please go on and share this story, please?
I was at this, like, I've never been to like an actual sex party, which I'm so jealous of, and my tits are flying out again. But it was like a private, like, sort of like kink party at someone's house, and there was a stripper pole there. Okay, so I'm like, I've taken a few pole dancing courses. I can dance a little bit. So, and I had just gotten it and I was drunk as fuck and like on some other drugs. And I was just feeling really fly. You know, it's like when you feel
really
hot,
fly.
The universe is like, go kill yourself. So I'm like, I'm getting lots of attention. I like probably have like the biggest tits and ass there. I like really feel cool. So I'm like, I'm really going to send these people for it. Like I'm going to, okay, clamp it on. And then
you clamped your hand to the pole.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I tried to do that really simple shit. I don't know what it's called, but it's like when you wrap your leg around the pole and then just spin down, right?
Right.
Okay, everyone knows how to do that. Yeah, I couldn't. Yeah. Just.
Did you have to take it off?
So were you able to spin?
Stop
spun
it.
Spun down and then I almost fucking ripped my arm out of my own actual fucking shoulder socket. And then I'm like just standing there and I'm like, what do I do? Like,
I want this in animation
so
bad.
What do I do? So I like removed my arm from the socket. Now it's just like a stripper pole with the arm just like holding on to it.
Was a lot of people watching at this point?
Yes.
Because you don't want to laugh.
It's like the Museum of Modern Art. It's just like a
prosthetic
holding on. Yes. Now, luckily, I have to carry the charger with me in case these things happen.
Oh, and like an ankle bracelet.
It is close enough to like a whatchamacallit, the shit in the wall where you plug shit in.
Don't tell me you plugged your arm up.
Yeah,
at
I
the
plugged
sex
the
plug.
Arm up and I charged it and then I put my arm back in.
No, bitch, let me get my shit first. You want 10%? Let me get something.
That's exactly what she said when she charged her.
Wait, how do you know the percentage of your hand? Like, did you know that it was gonna die?
No.
Oh.
This one, well, this
oh, last time it happened, it died. It didn't malfunction.
Yeah, it died. This little light flashes red.
Sorry that we're laughing. That shit is
used to happen when I was bartending too. That's what I'm saying. These for $80,000, this shit sucks.
Wow.
So many fucking drinks I'd go to hand someone and then I just couldn't hand it to them and they'd be like, quit playing with me. And I'm like, I really can't. I'm so sorry.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun this season. Kings Island opens its gates April 20th.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters, without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
Now, when I knew we were doing this episode, I wanted a variety out of my picks, and I wanted them to specifically speak to this podcast, right? So my other choice of a top moment here on Horrible Decisions in 2022 had to be episode 279, Enthusiastic Consent, featuring Luis of Sucia NYC. Now, over the past few years, I've shared about my exploration into the sex club space, swinging, and the non-traditional, I would say, relationship styles that come with that. And so it wouldn't have been right for me to not pick one of the most important parts of the sex club and this space, which is the conversation surrounding consent. And so the person that I have seen it in my life explain it the best was Luis, and you guys can listen to this clip here again from episode 279. So
Sucia, like what it means?
What's Sucia?
All right, so Susie originally was a party I did with my homegirl DJ Juicy. What's up, Juicy?
Come on, Juicy.
Years ago at Madame X. And it came up because I liked the word. She liked the word. We
liked the word.
We knew what it meant, and that was basically it. But when we started up all over again, right, it was like, okay, we're doing these parties. And I think Susie is a dope fit because it is the feminine derivative of dirty.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Really?
And, yeah, dirty girl. A sucio.
Oh, you know? I just thought it was dirty.
No, it's dirty girl.
So sucio is dirty guy?
Sucio is dirty guy, yeah, yeah.
We don't like that.
You know what? It's for me, it's kind of like anti-patriarchy type shit. I like sucia because it signifies in my mind a woman that is behaving like a man. And if that's the case, then all the women in my life are sucias, and I love that, and I appreciate and respect that, and I encourage them to.
That's a cool way to think of it.
Being that way.
I love that.
And that's the only way to think of it for me. You know, especially being Latino. And
what kind of Latino are you?
Mexican and Panamanian. Kind
of, no, Latino.
You're what, Mexican Panamanian?
Mexican. Soy Mexicano y Panameño.
Damn.
Oh, wait. Isn't that where you're from?
I'm from Nicaragua.
Oh, it's, but
right. Oh, that's fucked up.
But are you neighbors?
Not wait, Manny being like, isn't it sushi Chinese? Wait, oh, wait, so let's go though about is it brand? Is it a space? Is it like a physical?
It's a physical space, and it's a brand. It's a secret location in Bushwick.
Mm-hmm.
It's a speakeasy kind of vibe. It's a safe space that was created with the intent to be a safe space for Black and Brown women and for our LGBTQI family.
Can I tell the audience now? That sounds cute. Can I tell the audience? Y'all, this is the space that I go in Brooklyn when I've spoken on the last 2 years about finding a Black lifestyle club, which was actually introduced to me by Maj. And then
let me ask a question because we've heard about it.
Yes.
But I want to ask you.
Sure.
If it's a speakeasy, if it was meant to be private, why promote the space and how do you keep yourself safe from?
I would say this. Well, no. That's actually a great question.
Yeah.
Because the whole point of what we're doing is to make it accessible for Black and Brown humans to be in safe spaces and places where they can explore their sensuality and sexuality without judgment.
Mm-hmm.
The reason it's important to have that in the Black space is because we have different hangups. We have different cultural things going on, even with the word sucia itself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it rubs people the wrong way all the time. Really? Why? Yeah. Latinas, especially older women, they're like, sucia, fuck that. And then when I talk to them about it, it's a whole flip. You know, why are we promoting it? We're promoting a lifestyle acceptance, and we're promoting Black and Brown people taking control of the narrative.
What would be your goal for Susia?
I love that you just said that. That's actually what Weezy and I have said regarding the word whore and regarding the word slut.
Like
and,
reclaim.
And having the way people are like, oh my God, that's a bad word. The way that you reclaimed it and explained it in a way to where it's like, well, actually, why is it a bad word? You can make it an empowering word. You can make it mean whatever you want it to mean.
100%. 100%.
What's the goal for it? Though? Like, what could you...
The
what
goal, would be the thing ultimately, there are several goals. You know, we have goals as a unit. Susia NYC also does dance parties. So that's the thing about it. We do dance parties in our space.
I feel like that parties. Is actually what I thought it was. Like, or maybe it's someone had invited... Yeah.
It's both. So check it out. Susia NYC is split
into
two.
You made me mad by that.
Girl, you know we do DJ parties.
Yeah, but I got brought to the play party first day. Let me tell you, I got brought to the play party first day. Did not know about.
I didn't even know. Yeah.
We didn't know.
It was through mutual friends.
He knew my ex. He's my ex now. Oh, So he knew him. So we went to the play party, and then he's like, "Oh, let's go to the Sunday party." Same spot. So I get drunk as fuck, thinking, "Oh, well, we can go downstairs and fuck now." And they're like, "So actually, no. Today, there's no...
I remember you telling the story.
It's not that type of party. And I was like, shit. But literally, it just makes you that comfortable. Everyone there is like, great looking. But yeah, I didn't know about I learned about the play party, then the party.
Yeah, it's Susia Play, which is, its name speaks for itself. We do our sex positive events. We also do our mixers for people interested. We do game nights. We do workshops built around people's questions. One of our workshops where I really enjoyed was how to identify toxic masculinity in the play space.
That's dope.
You know? Yeah, and I told
how do you?
Yeah, how do you?
You talk about it. You acknowledge that also sometimes women carry those traits. You teach people about enthusiastic consent.
Right.
You let them know when it's time to reset. You let them know as particular men or people who exhibit those toxicities that other bodies are not there for their pleasure. You know, you're not there to go get a nut. You're there to be part of a community, and you're there to build and do something a little better. So, you know, I'm always...
Maybe that was Mandy on that Sunday.
You're
not coming for a nut. Look, can you dance it?
But I'll make sure everybody...
Can you listen to some...
I just want to make sure everybody...
I think Mandy being there was really dope because you bring that energy, and it was dope, and it was for me...
Actually,
high power.
High power energy, not ho energy. Yeah. She's giving ho over here. You know,
we all ho.
I'm giving high power.
That's my brand.
So wait, with the X at the end.
So that's dope. Talking about the panels. Something I had in the main questions that I'm curious about.
Of course.
To get off the top. So I've done some like coverage on like sex clubs and what makes them legal, but I realized everybody says something different, and I think it's dope to understand and put it at the top. How is doing a play party legal in your space?
How is it being? Well, damn, girl, where the cops at?
Am I discriminating
myself?
No, there are
no laws against people having sex, a group sex, having BDSM.
Why do you think people are so scared to do it then? Because there aren't laws around
it. Because people are afraid of sex.
It's actually considered then a private public space. So your space is...
It's a private space.
Yeah, it's a private space. But you're having public sex is what... Because it's not at someone's... You know what I mean?
Public sex would be like, I'm thinking outside. Nah, we're in a safe space.
Actually, I guess that's true.
I fucked in a TGI Fridays parking lot one time.
That's fun.
That's definitely public sex.
That's fun.
But TGI Fridays.
I was 18. Shut up.
Wait.
Bitch, neither of us had a fucking apartment.
Because now it would be catch. So, I'm assuming you started with the dance party? Did you?
No, we opened up the space with the intent of being a play party.
What were you like scared of when you started it? Because...
My fiance and I put a lot of years and our you know, shout out to Pam and X, our primary couple. We started building this community a few years ago, and then other people started adding on to it. My biggest fear is and always will be exposing the people I love and care for to elements that aren't cool. Yeah. And also exposing people, because that space, even though it's a safe space, it may not be for somebody who's hiding trauma and doesn't really know what's going on. Mm-hmm. And a naked body will fucking trigger them.
To be honest, I feel like, yes, that could happen. But luckily with spaces like this, it does the opposite and it like opens people up.
It's so 100%. Weird.
Yeah.
It's so
and weird. That's the good part.
Luis, I wanted you and your fiance to be a part of my Memorial Day party. We were talking about it because the environment that you create. So for anyone that was able to attend your Memorial Day weekend, I threw a private party after the Fed dinner. I spoke with T and Mel and everybody so much. The stress and anxiety that I had building up to that play party.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people listening are like, y'all should do more. Where's a horrible one coming? And that was my first time. You don't know how anxious I was in not wanting to be someone that triggered someone to have a negative experience.
Yeah.
And not to be a part of someone experiencing something that could be traumatic for the rest of their lives. And those type of parties, which is why the vetting process was so crazy, which is why normally a lot of these parties are hard to get into, because the vetting is you gotta know somebody. You gotta catch a vibe first.
Yeah.
But that party when I threw it, we at one point, Mel's very ambitious.
Scorpio.
It wanted to have like, well, maybe we could have 140 people in here. I said, no way. I wanna cap it. The amount of people even allowed to go into the space, it was very important that we didn't, A, we created an environment with rules, but B, even with rules, people break them. People also don't understand boundaries. People don't understand the consent. And what do you always say?
Enthusiastic consent.
Yeah. And before we get into the layers of this, before we get into our vanilla shit, I wanted him a part of it because you've had the best consent speeches that I have partaked in. I've brought hella people to your spot now. I'm a fucking chaperone now to the sex clubs in Bushwick. But could you just give us, I'm going to cue you up. What would an enthusiastic consent speech sound like if I came into Susia play for the first time?
Well, first I'm a little overdressed, right? I got it.
You would have to take off some clothes.
Your dick's normally out?
What's up?
Is your dick normally out when you
like? Not really. That's something I think you got to earn. I think any part of you, you definitely got to earn.
Because thinking that you're overdressed for the consent speech, yeah. I'm just thinking when you said that, I'm thinking of dick swinging.
Nah,
like,
he be hey, like
we've got to get what's permission.
Up? Helicopter?
Nah, he be down with boxers.
Attention, everybody. hey, we're about to talk. Nah,
Yeah. Welcome, guys.
I'm more personality forward. All right, so we're in the circle, people. Yep. Hey, guys, how's everybody doing tonight? I want to welcome you to our space. All right. I know it takes a lot of bravery to be in here. And for that alone, I want to thank each and every one of you for being inside here and for taking the time to come inside here and be one with everybody. Now, I don't want anyone at all to feel pressure to do anything, because the main thing is that you're here. Now, we're going to talk about enthusiastic consent, what it looks like, how it feels, and what it is. Enthusiastic consent, number one, is the bedrock of our community. Enthusiastic consent is when you approach someone and you maybe want to touch their knee as you're talking to them. Understand, we're all vulnerable. We're all in different states of vulnerability right now. So you have to ask, do you mind if I touch your knee while I talk to you? Some people are handsy, but it's different when you're naked or you're close to being naked, or you could be fully clothed in a space where the sexual energy is really high, right? So you want to be really respectful of people's hidden traumas. Mm-hmm. If you have a person who's in the space and is dealing with someone and you come up behind them and just, even if it's an innocent caress and small on their back, that could really trigger them. You may not even know about it, but I'm sure you don't want to be responsible for triggering somebody and leaving that person dealing with the mess the next day. You know, because a lot of times people won't show it in the moment. Mm-hmm. All right. Another thing I want people to be really, really aware of is that you need to be aware of your alcohol and drug
consumption. You say that every time.
You have to be in charge of your yeses and your noes. Saying no is sexy as fuck, because that lets you decide and puts you in a position to say, hey, I don't want that. Now, if you ask someone if you could be in their space and they're kind of like, okay, take that as a no. Just back up, reset, because there are a bunch of people who don't know how to say no. Mm-hmm. And they may just go through the motions. And then the next day they're left with like, why? Why did I do that? I don't want to go back ever again. You know, so it's important for all of us here to take care of each other. That's kind of like a tidbit of what I say. And then
this
This is literally like,
and it makes the fact that you let the room know that no is sexy.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. You'll let everyone in the room know. You can say no here. Mm. And a lot of people assume like, oh my God, do I have to have sex if I go to a play party?
For me, those parties, and I'm sorry to interrupt you, but this is one thing, like, I think if people are curious about going to parties, go to different parties.
There we go.
Go to the whack ones, go to the good ones, because honestly, if you come to anything our name is on it, you skipped all these steps. You went from you went from having like fucking fried steak to filet mignon, and you don't know the steps it takes to get there.
What's the ideal amount of people for a party, if you could be in your ideal
for
party?
Me,
not for any a beginning or anything, for you, throwing
for me,
it.
In our space, okay, in any space, for me, I like open floor plans. The reason I like open floor plans is because there are less rooms, there are less doors, and there's less of an opportunity. Something fucked up could happen, mm-hmm. where it's he said, she said.
That's interesting.
That's very interesting.
Not yet. It's
I thought because this may be someone's first time, having private rooms would be a benefit. You're like, actually, no.
In my opinion, if it's your first time, don't even try to fuck. Talk to people.
We know y'all love a solo episode out of us. And specifically, the first episode we had last year, I think, was Plan B in jail when I was fucking Lambo and I made a little mistake. Enjoy.
Speaking of trappers. Little irresponsible of moi.
Mm-hmm.
Pero like, so we was fucking.
Who is we? You and Lambo?
Mm-hmm. And there was this moment where, now I have a thing with new partners where I feel like we have to have a discussion about, you know, our STD plans, our last checkup, things like that, because it's appropriate.
Oh, you did this with a hood nigga. How did this go?
Now
he said, bitch, you good, I'm good.
I don't see nothing.
And so
it ain't itching.
This is why I'll be going to the gynecologist. Running. Now, this was an accident, to be fair. It was like
No, you didn't.
Let me watch my words. Yeah, before I start
please lying. Watch your words because I know no, all you your didn't. Niggas listen to this podcast.
You it, better have
it
not.
Was okay. This is what happened. We were fucking and we planned on using a condom.
I knew it,
but then
it didn't happen. But then we said nah.
The condom disappeared.
To be fair, it was also 6 a.m.
Oh, let's keep making up the excuses. What other excuses? Let's go. Bring them on.
You can't get pregnant at 6 a.m.
You don't keep going.
Hotel room.
Keep going.
It wasn't at my house, and it was at my house before, but it was at a hotel room.
Okay.
So that's kind of why I was like, damn.
Right.
Now we're in a pickle.
And the sun wasn't up yet, so technically,
you know,
you're not ovulating.
And the LA Postmates is a little differente. You know what I'm saying? New York, you get everything you want, but in LA it's a little bit different. My Walgreens on my block on Sunset and Vine close at fucking midnight, and Sunset and Vine is like the biggest block in LA. What the fuck? Right. So anyway, I'm
can't
just saying
that.
It was difficult, but I still wanted some dick. You know what I'm saying? I was tired of sucking it. So anyway, here's what happened. So we did have.
I was tired of sucking it. You could have just put it in your ass.
He wanted to, but anyway. So basically, we started having sex, and I just kind of figured like.
Not okay. You looking to the right, like your nigga listening and watching because, right now.
Because I was just like, God damn, there's somebody in this hallway. Because this is like, I'm ashamed.
I told you.
I just want to say also, I have really done a good job. Like the LA dude that I had fucked all last year, BDD or whatever, like we have only used condoms. Like I really do my best.
Responsible king. I appreciate it.
But no, a queen. I do my best because I have a primary partner. Like I have to be like, yo, like if something like this happens, you know how embarrassing that is? Like seriously, like you gotta tell your dick.
You know what's embarrassing about that? Is like, I know.
Oh no, it gets worse.
Well, no, real quick. Because technically, I always said the only reason why I ain't ever like fuck niggas unprotected around the same time is because I never wanted to end up on Maury. I'm not gonna lie, our views would skyrocket, Weezy, if you brought your niggas on Maury. Because you know ain't what? Know which nigga impregnated you, even if you got the abortion. I said we still hit up Maury to see who the baby daddy was.
Okay, here's the thing. Now, I have a huge gap from the last time I've slept with Old Bay because I've been gone. We've been traveling like far ass gap. Still embarrassing because I got to be like, yo, this happened in L.A., sorry, because, you know, I would never do that. I'm not about to just fucking bounce back and forth. I had a mistake. I had a moment. Mm-hmm. Now, the mistake moment was a long moment, my nigga. Mm-hmm. For one.
What does a long moment mean when it's a mistake?
Because a long moment means you have to take a trip to Walgreens when it does open to get what they call a plan B.
Ah.
So I just kind of figured if this happened and we don't use a condom, maybe you should guess as the nigga that got lucky enough to hit raw because a bitch was wasted in 6 a.m., you would probably pull out, no?
More excuses.
But also, I know you're rich now. Did you ask him for the $50?
No, I couldn't do it, but he gave me money anyway.
I was about to say, I'm asking.
But I love when hood niggas give you money for plan B because it just be like a big wild, like, my bad, baby. Oh, and I don't need
no,
it.
No, he did that on purpose. He could have at least tried to pull out and be like...
No, I'm going to tell you. This is what happened. It was something I said out of my mouth that translated different in
you said,
ear.
Come in me.
No, I didn't. I said...
Give me the nut. I'm sorry. You say, come...
Funny about nut, Mandy.
Wait,
I swear to
he
God,
said nut, don't he?
I thought of you.
Not you thinking of me while you having sex.
I
listen, again.
You, I thought you of two things.
It was the same night. It was the night he grabbed my stomach, and then right after that, he told me about a nut, and I almost started laughing a dick out because I remember saying that's ghetto, and I was like, look at me now, thinking about the nut. Okay, so here's what happens. I said very clearly into the pillow that my face was stuffed.
The what?
The pillow.
I really hate how she said. Bro, we've been doing this for like 5 years now. She has not learned how to say pillow, bro.
Pillow.
The pillow.
God damn it, pillow. Whatever. So I'm in the pillow and my face is there. And
wait, by the way, people is at work, bro. You just yelled into motherfuckers' ears, bro.
Do you guys want the rest of this plan B story?
Okay, yes. Give us a.
So my face is in the pillow and I'm like, saying I was saying like come in my mouth.
That's not what you said.
You lied.
I swear to God, I said come in my mouth. Damn,
though, right?
I swear to God, I said come in my mouth.
Did you leave off the in my mouth part?
No, I said come in my mouth. And now
maybe he didn't hear that part.
First two.
Come in.
Definitely, yeah.
Me and you know what?
First two.
Come in.
And then he said, I'm about to. So then I turned because I'm like, oh, time to play ball and catch it. And I just saw the and I said, then I started pushing the dick out like trying to push this out. Like,
you pushing the dick out with your pussy?
Nigga, because I said
it was too late. It was way too late.
No, but I didn't want the kids to go up too high. I was trying to get them out while I
could. Bro, it don't matter if it coming even on your clit. If it swim down to your pussy hole, it could swim to your egg.
You were inseminated.
So now I'm stressed out, right? I was like, and he was like, damn, babe, I'm sorry. And he was like, yo, for real, I thought you said come in my pussy. I was like, no, you didn't. I thought you told me to nut in your pussy. I said, first of all, I don't say nut. That's what I don't say. I said, oh, I don't know. I know what you said.
Actually, I think you said it.
I didn't.
I think you said it.
He said it.
I think you said it.
I don't do the nut.
I just don't think you remember. But if he said you said nut,
I didn't say nut. I'm allergic.
You ain't allergic to nuts. You allergic to eggs.
Come in my mouth.
But yeah, here goes the sperm. Swimming to the little eggs that she allergic to. They were swimming right down to the little motherfucking egg.
So anyway, after he collected his gun and...
Not that he collected his gun.
You'll have to listen to Patreon for that.
Well, technically... He shot up the club.
Hey, pow, 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 pow,
boom.
Pow, pow, in your pussy.
Pow! That's what his dick said in your pussy. Cool. Bitch, you ain't getting none of it. Yep, yep. So the plan B worked. At least you know you didn't gain that much weight because it worked. You're not pregnant, right?
I saved a photo that I'd like to share with you guys.
Of what?
Wait, of what? Of what? The plan B package?
Oh, not just the plan B package. The story.
Wait, did you put it next to the gun?
Oh, that's actually hilarious.
That would have been
No.
That got to be the cover art.
Yeah.
It's the fact that one, I'm already ashamed to go get this plan B, which is crazy because I do this fucking podcast. It was like, how could I be ashamed to go? There's just, I don't care how sexually free you are. There's something about going up to that goddamn counter and being like, "Can I have the plan B, please?"
What's worth?
What do you mean the counter? Bitch, they sell that shit on the aisle now.
Do they?
I swear to God.
I think not. No, locked up.
I'm telling you now.
Hun.
It probably depends on the neighborhood.
Hun.
What neighborhood are they?
Hun, it is in, you could go down the aisle now and get plan B. It is in the little plastic container that will go off if you try to walk out with it. But the plan B is on the aisle now.
So this store.
You're definitely not in the Bronx no more.
I'm not.
Even in the Lower East Side. I just see it. I would know.
No, there's a lot of
actually. No, I'm not. I'm trying to be funny. I see it in the behind the Lower East Side. And mm-hmm. I haven't had a plan B in maybe like 2 years.
I've never.
I've been doing well.
You've never had to do a plan B, Eden?
No, I never took one.
But you have you ever? Paid
well, what
for
would
one?
Happen?
I don't know what would happen. Of course I've paid for them. Of course I've paid for all of the plan Bs I've used.
Not at all. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Well, anyway.
All right. This is sounding like a show full of irresponsible adults, but okay.
Oh, no, this is bad. This is shameful.
We've all bought a plan
B. I want you all, if you were in the YouTube comments saying that this is a horrible decision.
We're
I am
sluts.
Sorry, but shit happens. So I get to the counter and there's a young girl, black, cute. And I said,
noted.
Excuse me, can I have the... And right before I asked, she goes, I love y'all so much.
Oh, just on brand while you're out asking for plan
B. And when I tell you I had on a mask and a hat, and I said, oh, thank you, hun. She's like, I fuck with y'all so hard, girl. Da-da-da-da. So not only does she take a picture with me, and I tell her she needs plan B, she was like, I'm already ashamed. Let me just tell you where she was like, I got you, bitch. This is what I say. Look how much she took off.
Oh,
she
nice.
Took off half off, bitch.
Now
bitch
her
gave
me a discount
the employee
on plan B.
Discount on plan B.
That's lit.
And told me, she was like, Weezy, don't even, girl. And I was
so
like.
So that mean you got to pocket that money from
shut
the nigga?
Shut the fuck up, baby.
I just want to know if you let him know you got half off, because then technically you owe him some money back.
That's coffee at least.
I was about to say, oh, coffee and a plan B.
And a plan B.
You're not him calling it, not, okay. This is something niggas do too. They don't want to ask you, well, no, coffee and a plan B. What do you mean right now?
No,
not
because now. You got half off. You could have just spent the other money
on coffee. Yeah, you know you like expensive coffee.
I do. So he calls me, and this is what niggas do. Niggas will call you to make sure you that fucking you took that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Okay. Because mm-hmm. that nigga got 4 kids. And he called me, and he said, how you doing, boo? I'm like, okay, babe. And he was like, what you up to? I was like, nothing. I'm about to work. I'm about to record Patreon. He don't know what the fuck that is. And I said,
That's cool.
He was like, you eat yet? And I was like, oh, why you want to go out to eat? He was like, no, I'm just making sure you got stuff in your stomach. And I said, oh, because you know how it works.
All right, y'all. I hope you enjoyed our picks because we really enjoyed making this content this year. Bandy and I are so happy to close out this year strong. We are so happy about the trajectory of horrible decisions and the guests we've been getting and the strides we've been making. We hope you loved our solo episodes And we hope that you guys have an amazing holiday season, or shall I say holiday. Also, just to close out 2022 with a little bang, bang, Mandy and I have been nominated for an AVN Award, aka the Port Award. So please, it is the people's choice, Haney. Please vote for us. Go on the Horrible Decisions Instagram page or click the description in this bio to vote for us. I think you can vote up to 5 times. We would really appreciate it. We're going to be sitting there in the audience, just like the Oscars, hoping they call our name. We love y'all. Thank you for your support continually. Did I already say I love you? Because I didn't.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun this season. Kings Island opens its gates April 20th.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco-Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.